Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We are grateful that you are about to spend some time with us, and actually the first 30 minutes of the broadcast are going to be exceptional. I have two in-studio guests, and the reason why they are here is there is a conference coming up locally here in Los Angeles in a couple of weeks, Friday, September the 9th, Saturday, September the 10th. It's called the Before and After Prison Conference, and I'm grateful to have a couple of brothers in the Lord, Pastor Walter Tucker III and Pastor Michael Barrett. Walter and Michael, it's good to see you both.
Good to see you. Well.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much. Either one of you, as we begin, just jump on mic and share a little bit about the conference, why it is, what it is, and then we'll kind of get into the nuts and bolts.
Well, first of all, thank you again, Frank, for being here. We're here representing a great man of God, Apostle Ron Hill, good friend of yours, by the way.
Yes, he is.
And he couldn't be here, so we want to give a shout out to him. His mother-in-law made her transition, and so he's on the way with his wife to the funeral. But the Life Before and After Prison Conference, simply put, is a God thing. It's a God thing. One day, God spoke to Apostle Hill, who, if you know him, he's given to prayer and fasting. Now, read your Bible, fast and pray, and read your Bible. And so one day God spoke to him and said, I want you to do something about this prison situation. And he had not been to prison, but God put this burden on his heart. And we meet with him, Pastor Barron and I meet with him every week, every Friday, 7:30 for pastoral prayer. And we walked in the room and he looked at us and he said, you guys right there, you're the ones I want to talk to. And we're like, wait a minute, we didn't do it. But the truth of the matter is we're both pastors now, but we're both ex-prisoners.
Right.
And he has been mentoring us, discipling us, talking with us. And I think he was so impressed by how strongly Christ has really impacted our lives that he said, hey, you know what? God gave me a vision, but I need somebody to help me carry this out, and I need you two to help me. And so thus was born the Life Before and After Prison Conference, which deals with three major things. One is, of course, the life before, which would be prevention. We're trying to stop as many of our people, particularly in our community, the African-American community and black and brown community as it is now, to not go to prison.
Right.
So it's a crime prevention thing that I think any and everybody, people of all color and walks of life, would want to be a part of supporting. We don't want more crime. Nobody wants more crime. And then the second part is the during prison, which is, I think, intercession. We need to pray and we need to send people in. And then the third part is the after prison, which is restoration. We want to see the lives of not only ex-prisoners, but their families restored. And so conference was born, and the bottom line is it's going to be a collection of testimonies from people like myself and Pastor Barrett, but it's also going to be panel discussions. And really the interesting thing about this event more than anything else is that it is really, as I have seen it, and I'm you know, from the neighborhood, grew up in Compton, I've never seen something like this happen, especially in this way, Frank, and that is that it's Christ-led, it's Christ-based, and it's Christ-centered. In other words, it is the church taking the lead and pulling the government in and saying, okay, local, state, county, we need your help, but this is happening in the church.
Yes.
This is going to be Christ-centered. Christ is the only hope. Now, there are other things, other natural programs and things that can help people. You know, it's like the Good Samaritan. Hey, you're bleeding on the side of the road. I'm not going to just preach to you. You need some help, brother.
For sure.
All right. So we're going to help you, but we're going to let you know at the end of the day that the only thing that's going to really anchor you, the only real hope, is going to be Jesus Christ, him crucified and risen again. So that's really what this is. It is a wonderful a partnership of church and state and public and private. It is a mixture, as I said, of testimonies, but it's also going to be information that can really meet people right where they live.
If you're listening right now and this at all strikes you as something you may want to attend, I want to give the specifics and then I'm going to ask Pastor Barrett a question. It's Friday evening, September the 9th, and Saturday most of the day, the 10th, at Love and Unity Christian Fellowship in Compton. There's two ways you do need to register. You can either call or go online. Online, it's loveandunity.org. And the phone number to call to register is 310-604-5900. I'll give that out a number of times as we continue. But again, it's Friday night, September 9th, pretty much all day Saturday, September the 10th. Open to the public. Call or go online to register. Pastor Barrett, anything you want to add, just you're compelled to speak on or share that maybe Pastor Tucker made indirect reference to or directly?
I just believe that as we relate to the family component as a whole, one of the things I know from personal experience is when an individual enters into the prison system, although he or she was sentenced and sent away, it impacts the whole family. So we want it to be known that this conference is for the whole family. It's not just for the incarcerated. It's for the mother who sat and watched her son go away or daughter go away. It's for the child who watched their parent go away. It's for the parent who may have watched their children go off to prison. So it's for the whole family. And our prayer is that we can bring the family together and get healing, get deliverance, and an opportunity for restoration. It's the most important thing. We see crime on the rise right here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And if we as the church can step in and the prevention, as Pastor Tucker was sharing, then we can really do something to stop the recidivism of prisoners, the revolving door as we know it to be. And so I'm excited about it, Frank. And I believe that there are some listeners out there who have been impacted. Maybe they never stepped foot in a prison themselves, but they know someone who isn't prison, has been in prison, or maybe on their way to prison, and we have resources that can address that, can help that, and testimonials that can give you encouragement to know there is hope and there is life after prison.
I know there are many people listening that may not consider themselves followers of Christ. We also want non-believers to be at this as well, because it impacts all of us.
Yes, sir.
Everybody is welcome.
Yes.
Believers, non-believers, people of any faith, as he just said, all parts of the family. And, you know, to carry that even a step further, not only does it affect wives and mothers and grandmothers, but this is also about the next generation.
Right.
This is about stemming a tide. Because in prison, particularly in our communities, you see fathers and sons in prison. You see this. It's a vicious cycle.
Right.
And we want to turn the vicious cycle into a victory cycle. As he was saying with the recidivism, statistically, 600,000 people get released from prison, federal and state prisons, every day. And within 3 years, 75% of
they're
those people
in.
Are back
wow.
in.
Yeah. Wow.
So that is it is you're talking about something that is so devastating to that child, to that son, to that daughter, to the grandchildren. Oh, my God. So it this is something, as you said, that affects everybody who wants to see crime stopped and wants to see a better society, wants to see people. It's one thing to say, oh, that person needs to, you know, pull themselves up by their bootstraps. It's another thing to be a part of the solution and say, hey, you know what, this person made a mistake. Let's not get into the details of whether the person says I'm innocent or guilty or whatever. You know, the Bible says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, to
without
be honest
a doubt.
With you. But the truth of the matter is people go into prison and they come out, and there are many who change and they need a second chance. They do. And so this is an opportunity for the community to kind of rally together, especially those who are serious about change, to rally together and try to help.
I want to continue on the other side, and maybe I'll just set up the question. We actually have a caller. I've not even given out the number, so I'll do that. If you would like to talk to Pastor Tucker or Pastor Barrett and inquire about the Life Before and After Prison Conference, numbers are 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Lynette, I will take you on the other side. I guess the question that's at the forefront of my mind that maybe we can pursue a bit more on the other side, and it goes something like this. I know there is a mindset in culture, especially those that don't know who our king is. When it comes to incarceration, we have a lot of emphasis on punishment. And yet, in this day and age, it seems like there's now an overemphasis on the lack of law and order. We hear a lot in the media about, and you see viral videos of people just kind of looting and doing things, and there's this outcry, we need more law and order. And yet, maybe the answer is somewhere in the middle. Maybe the answer is starting with a conference and talking about testimony, talking about getting involved in groups that do this 24/7. So I'd like to pursue a little bit of the perception about law and order or lack thereof. We'll take Lynette and anybody else that's interested in calling 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Pastor Walter Tucker III, Pastor Michael Barrett are my guests. The conference, again, is Friday, September the 9th, starting at 7. It's in the evening, and then Saturday from 9 to 4, September the 10th. To register, go to loveandunity.org and or call 310-604-5900. Love and Unity Christian Fellowship is located in Compton at 1840 South Wilmington Avenue. We will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. My guests in studio are Pastor Walter Tucker III and Pastor Michael Barrett. There is a very important prison conference coming up in a couple of weeks, Friday and Saturday, September 9th and 10th, locally in Compton at Love and Unity Christian Fellowship. We're going to take some calls in a moment, 800-222-5222. You're invited if you're listening. We hope and pray that you do go. I mentioned before the break, and I'll throw it to you, Pastor Tucker, the perception out there about crime. There's one that says we need to be harder, more harsher. There's another that says law and order is not being enforced now. Your thoughts?
Well, I think law and order is important. But I also think that there's a balance between law and order and helping people to transform. Transformation is very, very important. I mean, to just say, okay, someone did this, let's punish them, and then let's be done with them. That's it. Hey, you know, a lot of people actually, if you think about it, in fact, I was looking at one of your recent broadcasts, Frank, and in your testimony, you were talking about who you were in your younger life. Almost everybody in their younger life made some dumb decisions and dumb mistakes and did some things. One of the things about this conference, without giving too much away, because we're going to be holding a little bit back.
Sure.
We're not going to tell you everything.
Sure.
But the testimonies that you're going to hear will blow you away. They're all very unique. They're all very different. But they're all the same in the sense that you can see the incredible, miraculous, transformative power of Christ on a man's life. Now, he and I have a different testimony. He was in prison, meaning Pastor Barrett, a lot longer than I was. I was in 18 months and he was in 18 years. I was actually an elected official and he was not. I'm the former mayor of Compton. So I've come full circle now in terms of this prison conference because here I am spearheading the conference in terms of getting a lot of government officials to buy in to help. So there are people from all different walks of life. You can't just stereotype and say, oh, yes, the person that goes to prison is this way or that way. They're black, they're Hispanic, they're this age or that age. It's not like that. I mean, let's face it, all kinds of people. In fact, when I got out of prison, I worked for a guy that I'm sure you've heard of, Chuck Colson.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I worked for Chuck. I was the executive director of Prison Fellowship here in L.A. for several years. So what I'm saying is, and Chuck Colson's testimony is that he found Christ in prison, the Born Again book. But actually, I went to prison and I was a Christian already. But it was in prison and during prison that God took me to a whole nother level. So everybody's testimony is unique, and if you can make it, make it. We're also going to stream. If you can stream, stream. But most importantly, pray for us, and if it inspires you, you just may want to do something like this in your community or in your church and be a part of the solution instead of just saying, oh, you know, lock the door and throw everybody away. I'm not saying that crime shouldn't be punished. I'm not saying we shouldn't take responsibility for our actions, but how many people have made mistakes, gone to prison, and have been changed, transformed, and come out and done some fantastic things?
Yeah, right. Amen.
Right. I mean, definitely, you know, that's an awesome segue into that, because a lot of times, you know, Frank, when you see individuals and we have the throw away the key mentality, what happens with that solution to what you see as a problem is when you throw away the key, the person still returns to society. So while you have thrown away the key, the person has no place of rehabilitation. So if we were able to go into the prisons, as Prison Fellowship is an organization that came into the prisons, so many men and women's lives have been changed by an organization like Prison Fellowship. I've personally benefited from Prison Fellowship, whether it was Angel Tree, whether it was the books they sent into the prison, whether it was people coming in as individuals just to help, just to show men and women that they actually care about them being in there. And as from the benefit of it, when that person returns back to society, you want someone to be rehabilitated that returns. And so if we can meet them in the prison instead of waiting till they get out to decide whether or not they're going to return back to crime, what if we cut that off while they're in the prison and have a program? And so when they come out, they transition right into the program versus right back into the very things that led them into prison.
Yeah. Amen.
Prevention.
Right.
Intervention.
Right.
And restoration, ultimately transformation. And by the way, Prison Fellowship is going to be a part of this conference. Right. Oh, yes.
Wonderful. Again, the conference is September 9th and 10th at Love and Unity Christian Fellowship. loveandunity.org is the website for more information and to register. The number is 310-604-5900. Let's talk to Lynette in Gardena. Lynette, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Say hello to Pastor Tucker and Pastor Barrett.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking my call, and praise the Lord. I just have to thank you for this conference. It's much needed, much needed. I think this is overdue, really. And we have a culture, I believe, you know, I'm for real, I'm for law enforcement and what have you to an extent, but we do have a culture of incarceration and without, like you guys say, a real balance. And when I look at how the city council just recently made it illegal to be homeless on the streets, you know, and now they just approved an ordinance that says that the LAPD can use military weapons and what have you. And we all know about the school-to-prison pipeline, you know, and there are these school closures that are happening from Oakland to Inglewood with these schools, you know, mostly in minority communities that, you know, I mean, so we're setting up something up here that's really, really dangerous when you talk about the way that there's a big imbalance in law and order. You know, and you got the people that are in jail for offenses with marijuana, you know, for a long time without any real due process, just sitting in jail rotten, you know. And I feel like as this being a democracy, we're going to have to really have more conferences like this that take on this issue, this culture of incarceration that has developed that is very troubling, that goes against family, that goes against God. It goes against democracy, to tell you the truth. So I just hope that you guys understand how important this is, and this is very long overdue. And thank you, and God bless you.
Lynette, thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for calling. My guests are Pastor Walter Tucker III, Pastor Michael Barrett. They're here because of the Life Before and After Prison Conference happening in Compton in a couple of weeks. Gentlemen, we've got a few minutes. Anything else you want to share? Invite the listeners. Anything more that's on your heart that you want to expound upon? The microphones are both yours.
I really appreciate your comments, Lynette. First of all, this is Pastor Tucker. I couldn't have said it better. It is long overdue. But then again, God is always right on time. So it's happening now. Keep praying for us. Please come on out. And the thing I wanted to say is something that Frank alluded to earlier. When he talked about, and you talked about it too, Lynette, a discussion, bringing everybody to the table. This is one of the most incredible things that is happening right now, and perhaps because of the unique experience and path that I have experienced, my journey, being in kind of three different worlds. One was the world of a politician. The other one was a world of a preacher, and just being able to meld those worlds together and bring these people to the table. On Saturday especially, we're going to have some really real talk discussions with all the stakeholders in the community. we're talking, you know, the assembly people, the mayor, the council people, mothers and gang members and ex-prisoners and wives and families, and we're all going to get together and discuss things and come up with solutions and offer and also provide information of things that are working. Sometimes there are things that are actually out there and people just don't know about them.
Yeah.
They just don't know.
Right. I'll share this testimony as it relates to prevention. My wife and I had the opportunity, Frank and Pastor Tucker, to mentor kids at a charter school in Compton, Lifeline Education Charter School. And I remember in particular, we would go to the school and mentor youth. And I would share my personal testimony about being incarcerated. And after we would leave the school, that same week, I'd find myself going to the juvenile hall and helping young men and young women in the juvenile hall. Then we also went to Chino State Prison to counsel and to help. And one day God showed me, you know, how we were going to the school trying to prevent the kids from going to juvenile hall, because these were middle school and high school students. We were going to the juvenile hall trying to prevent the kids from going to the state penitentiary. And we were trying to go to the state penitentiary to try to get men and women to turn away from their criminal conduct before they're released. And I said, my God, look at the pattern of this. You know, you're talking about a generational curse. You're talking about things that are really impacting our communities. And if we don't get to the table, we haven't seen anything as it relates to crime yet, because it will just get worse. But if we come to the table and we intervene and stop fighting about who's right or what's right and what about this, what about that, let's bring the solution to the problem. We know as men of God, our foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that has helped me inside of prison to come out to be a productive citizen, no longer an inmate. I've been home 10 years now, but to be a productive individual. How many men and women of God can get that same type of help and come out and no longer go back to the life they once lived? That's what we want to see. We want to see that type of transformation, that type of deliverance. But these people need help. Yes, we punish crime, but we also have to have a solution to stop it.
There is something to be said about the faculty of humility. And when we look at so much of what our culture breeds, this, I oftentimes on my program say we are witnessing the mocking of God's creation right now. And there's so many, my heart is for the younger people. I have a men's ministry and they just don't know. Pride is celebrated and a whole nother thing we can get into. But the idea of humility, humble yourself and serve.
Yes.
And help and transformation is of the essence of all of this.
And that's exactly why we... first of all, we praise God first and foremost, but we also thank God for him touching Apostle Hill, because this is not a money-making scheme. This is not a power grab. This [S2] Right. [S1] Is not any of these things. I mean, this man heard from God, and he said, hey, I need, humbly speaking, I need you all's help.
Yeah. Right.
And what we found is we need each other's help. We all need each other's help. No one of us can do this by ourselves. He has a piece. I have a piece. Apostle Hill has a piece. Apostle Hill has a big piece. He's got that big church. But and that's important, because his church will be able to house it.
To facilitate.
The largest church
that's
in Compton will be able to house this, as well as the parking lots. I mean, we've gotten all these confirmations of vendors and things that are coming, and we're going to need the room to house all these people that day.
Right.
It is September the 9th and September the 10th, Friday evening, all day Saturday at Love and Unity Christian Fellowship. To register, call 310-604-5900, and you can go also online to loveandunity.org. We've got 30 seconds. Did you want to say something, Pastor Barrett?
I just want to say we are looking to see you there. I mean, really, we're looking to see you there. And as you spoke about Apostle Ronald C. Hill, years ago, I joined his church, Frank, and Apostle spoke to me and he said, you're going to join this church and I'm going to raise you up and send you out as a pastor for your own church. And that's where I am today. So you're talking about a man of integrity, a man of God that has a love for God's people. And I believe that this conference will be life changing. And so I pray that everyone that it can be impacted would come. You don't have to be a believer, but you do have to understand that we are serious about this, and we want people to come to the table that can make a difference.
You won't leave the same as you came, and the conference is free, and lunch is free, too. So that's you better come on.
Conference is life, right? Before and after prison conference, Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th. For info, loveandunity.org, 310-604-5900. Pastor Walter Tucker III, Pastor Michael Barrett, God bless you both. And thank you for the conference. And rumor has it some talk show host will probably be there on Saturday to check things out. So God bless you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much.
God bless you, man.
Thank you. We will continue with more. This is the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. A lot to share in a short time, but before I do anything else, let me acknowledge one of my sponsors, and he is a new sponsor. The man's name is Mike Cordova. Now, we're bombarded with all sorts of commercials. You hear a lot about gold, this organization, this group. Now, if you're new to my program, I don't just say yes to anybody. And when my voice is behind somebody that I support in terms of sponsorship, I know them and I know they're very good at what they do. So Mike Cordova, small group, Gold Financial Group, they're there to just help you invest in precious metals. And I talked to him this week and he said, Frank, I'd love it if you can just mention to your audience some of the things that we would love to do for the listeners. So let me just tell you, if in this day and age of a very volatile economic climate, and you're thinking about maybe investing in something like gold or silver, I would love if you would consider calling my friend Mike Cordova at Gold Financial Group. Here's his number, 800-483-9591. 800-483-9591. You can say, hey, I heard Frank mention you. I'm not even sure much of I want to invest, but hey, I'm interested. And have a conversation. Mike would love to take your call. He's a great guy, and he's one of the best out there when it comes to investing in precious metals. On the program tonight, we hope to get into some of the following news stories. California, you may have heard that they are going to attempt to ban all gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Sounds like that's a long way off, but that's only like a little more than 12 years. That's crazy to me. New data indicates that those that are vaccinated are more likely to test positive, be hospitalized, and God forbid, even pass from COVID. Hollywood celebrities and their water use? We'll get into that story for sure. Gen Zers were polled on what they want to be. Wait till you hear what the number one endeavor is from a majority of Gen Zers. Obsessively watching news can actually make you sick. Remember back in the spring, we heard about the Disinformation Governance Board? Well, there's an update on that one, and it's actually good news. We heard about the Biden student loan forgiveness, a commentary, 7 ways the bailout is immoral. And I've had a lot of people say, please, last week I only heard part of you making reference to the World Climate Declaration and how more than 1,000 scientists have said there is no climate emergency. Would you revisit that? I may, if I have time, but I want to tell you, if you missed it or any portion of the program, past or present, you can always hear the entire podcast, and we put them up virtually when the program ends at franksontag.com. Or if you follow my men's ministry, which is KMG Ministries, we have an app. It's posted on the app, and we are on Rumble. So there's no reason why you can't listen to any of the broadcasts in their entirety. I've got a few moments before I need to break, so let me just share a little bit of what's on my heart right now. This is the beginning of the third month of this broadcast. We've done 8. This is show number 9. And I received a couple of emails last week from people going, I'm not sure I understand what you're doing. Well, and, sometimes I can poke fun at myself and say, well, stand in line. I've been in radio 30-some years. I believe God does have a sense of humor. I dropped out of college twice because I was terrified to take a speech class, and here I am behind a microphone talking to thousands of you. But what is the intention of this program? What do I try to accomplish? Well, a few things. Actually, in no specific priority, I talk about issues in the news and I attempt to give you information that you may not have heard of, because I believe the mainstream media is filled with a lot of falsehoods and propaganda. And I think it's important to be well-read and informed. I also will have guests in from time to time. This life before and after prison conference, my goodness gracious. If there's anything in life that is a worthy endeavor, it would be attending that. And you may not have anybody that you know that's incarcerated. But my point being, we'll have guests in studio where we attempt to not only share the good works that they're doing in our community, but get into some pretty heavy topics. So that would be another portion of the program. And I would say, above all, I am not blatant about my faith, but I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. This is a secular radio station. This is not necessarily a Christian radio program, but for me, all answers in this very short life lead to Jesus Christ. And I will just say this. For me, you never know how much you need Jesus Christ until Jesus Christ is all that you have left. Many of us, we become broken, sometimes from our own choices, sometimes for circumstances that are not our own. Life can become very difficult. For me personally, we took a call last week from a man who I hope and I pray that I hear from him again. I think his name was Michael. I may be wrong on that. But we talked a little bit about belief systems versus knowing something. And he called in and was so just very upfront, and his call was that he struggles with belief, this idea of faith in Christ. Well, yeah, no kidding. When Jesus walked the earth, he had 12 men around him that saw him. I absolutely believe, did miracles, taught 3+ years, was crucified. And yet they struggle with their belief. So I'm all about acknowledging struggle, but I can only tell you, for me, my life has been transformed by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. He is my not only my Savior, but he is my Lord. I have a men's ministry, and we tend to talk a little, how shall I say this here? For me, the greatest crisis in our culture is men not being men, not knowing who they are as men. And so many years ago, God put on my heart to begin a men's ministry. We have KMG Ministries. We do events, outreaches. We're also an impact ministry. We partner with others, and we do discipleship, Bible studies, and all that. So I want this program to be a resource for you and to you. And also, in the middle of all of that, it's important to have some fun, too, and have some laughs. Now, a good friend of mine who I've known for more than a decade is a musician. And he's a very gifted songwriter and a musician. He's a guitarist. Some of you used to listen when I was on KLOS years ago. I love music, and I do love rock and roll. And Craig Parker Adams is an extraordinary guitarist. He has a brand new album out. They cut this commercial. It's kind of fun, but I will tell you, his album is phenomenal. Give this a listen.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Mule, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of Vistali Gule now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, Vistali Gule. Coming to a stadium near you. Warning, initiates healing upon contact.
You can also go to my friend's website, CraigParkerAdams.com. And maybe I'll have Craig in sometime in September just to talk about music and his love of that. What about you? How are you? Our KABC family. Phone lines are open, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. If you want to call in and just share some thoughts, we'd love to hear from you. As we come back, a couple of interesting, one survey, Gen Zers have weighed in on what they want to be. And then I have to get into the story about Hollywood celebs and their water use. That and much more. Stick around. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Before we get into a couple of news stories, it's hot. It's been very hot, and September's around the corner. And I can't emphasize this enough. My dear friends at Home Comfort USA have an incredible offer for you. And before you go, no, I'm good. Just hear me out for 30 seconds. A number of months ago, our air conditioner went out, and we instantly made a call. We rent, called the owner. We had to go 2 days without AC, and it was horrible. And it's before it even got hot like now. Don't let that happen to you. Home Comfort USA has an overstock situation. They have new AC systems by Lennox, and they want to move some of this. So what they're doing is they're offering you $2,000 up front and no payments for a year. I want to say, you know, how can you beat that, right? So consider calling them at 888-862-1929. This is a limited time offer. I think it's through the month of September, so you've got a few weeks. But I would say call them now. $2,000 cash back, no payments for a year on a brand new Lennox AC system. 888-862-1929, or you can go to homecomfortusa.com. And I thank God for my friends Ken and Tina Starr from Home Comfort USA. They are great friends and great sponsors. And I will say publicly, my heart goes out to Ken. He lost his father recently, and we are praying for the Starr family. So are you abiding by the big, bad government boogeyman and water? You know, how we're in this severe drought, they tell us, and you can't water, and once a week, and brown lawns everywhere, and what's a person to do? Now, I will say this. The whole green lawn thing has always been interesting to me. Years ago, I worked with a group down under called Permaculture, and they were all about being environmentally responsible and water usage. And this idea of a green lawn is something that, let's just say, is not primary throughout the world. But that being said, I saw a story actually out of the LA Times where they named names about celebs that have been accused of breaking some of the restrictions. And I just want to read you a little bit of this story. They're among the biggest names in entertainment and sports. Sylvester Stallone, Dwayne Wade, Kevin Hart, Kim and Kourtney Kardashian. And Southern California struggles with a third year of punishing drought. This is the LA Times words, not necessarily mine. And unprecedented water restrictions. They may be among the biggest names in water waste. Celebrities were among more than 2,000 customers who recently were issued, quote, notices of exceedance by the Las Virgenes Municipal Water District, indicating that they had surpassed 150% of their monthly water budgets at least four times since the agency declared a drought emergency at the end of last year. Get this, their properties are now subject to the installation of flow restrictor devices, which can reduce showers to a trickle and silence lawn sprinklers. Now, my thought is, well, let me read a little more. Las Virgenes, on June the 1st, imposed severe stage 3 restrictions in an effort to achieve a 50% reduction in consumption of water. The rules limit outdoor watering to one day a week. We talked about that. Only 8 minutes per station. I am a man. I'm not a big fan of government telling me how to live my life. And if you listen to this program at all, you know I have been on record as talking about, you know, are we in a severe drought? Okay. But when we do have rain, do we conserve it? The overwhelming majority of rain just goes right back out into the ocean. There's no will collectively to maintain and somehow store water. And don't get me going on desalination plants. We got a big ocean right at our back door. I think this is a profit deal. And when I hear the government like threatening, and I'm not here to necessarily point the finger at any of these celebs. I mean, I get it. They're very well off and they're like, I'm not going to abide by any of this. And should a government have that much power to somehow limit your water usage? It reminds me of COVID. Remember way back when we first had government pushing us around and, hey, you're not allowed to meet. And the idea of Garcetti shutting down businesses, turning their electricity off. This is totalitarian stuff. I'm not a fan of it at all. I'm all about less government. So speaking of celebrities, listen to this survey. Thousands of Gen Zers ages 16 to 25 were recently asked, and you can see the entire article on the website Hot Air. They were asked, what are you to do when you leave school? Do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Right? We used to hear that all the time. What are you going to be when you grow up? All the pressure when you don't even know who you are. When you're in high school, you're supposed to decide what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Well, some of these Gen Zers, they've got an idea. In fact, there is a large percentage that all said the same thing. More than a third of Gen Zers were asked what they were to do when they got out of school. They all said they want to be social media influencers. Can you imagine? Social media influencers. This is your endeavor in life. Even more shockingly, the study found that Gen Z males, 20%, are more likely than females, 13%, to believe that being a social media influencer is, wait for it, the only choice of career for them. That's all they see. I'm going to go through the rigors of school, and yet I'm going to be a social media influencer. Stay with me here. Those that were responsible for the study then asked Gen Zers who their favorite social media influencers were. Now, I'm obviously ancient. I'm archaic. I'm old. I didn't know any of these people. I had to look them up. And when I looked them up, God help us. In the top spot is a young girl, 18-year-old. Her name is Charli D'Amelio. 49 million followers on Instagram. She beat both Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner as the Gen Z's favorite content creators. What did she do? She's a TikTok sensation, dance videos, 194 million combined followers. So this is who the Gen Zers strive to be. In second place is a young man named James Charles. And I say young man because he's a man. He's got 23 million followers on Instagram. And what are most of his videos about? Putting eye makeup on, fixing his hair, talking about, well, maybe part of the freedom is to embrace the whole non-binary stuff. Second biggest follower, Gen Zers think this guy is, you know, second almost to none. It's amazing to me. The market for influencers? I mean, it's a limited, you know, if scores of young Gen Zers, this is what they want to do. There's only so much they can do, right? Maybe somebody should point it out to them that they can't possibly accommodate a quarter of the Gen Zers nationwide. And then someone posted on this article, kind of tongue-in-cheek, if only we had an influencer to tell them about the limits of the influencer market. But I'll tell you, I'm not such an old guy where I don't see the relevance or in some ways the importance of social media. I get it. But to suggest a 16 to 25-year-old, once they go through school, the only thing they want to be a social media influencer, and to think they even have a shot, like make a living at it. It's like maybe a poor analogy, but me growing up, when I decided I wanted to be a professional basketball player, I'm like, that's what I want to do. I mean, the odds are staggering against that. Have we lost that generation? Are we as adults in part responsible, since many of us fall all over ourselves to build our followers on social media, et cetera, et cetera? I think my last thought is, when I saw that study or that survey, my heart kind of broke. Like, there's thousands of young kids that, I mean, if this is the greatest endeavor they have, what does that say about hope in life? And I get it. We've lived through 2 years of a quote-unquote pandemic with a government shutdown. Anthony Fauci, oh my goodness. He's supposedly stepping down. Yeah, right. But the point being, we've been through hell and back over the last 2 years. Maybe it's time to step up and just start being part of the solution. Mentor a Gen Zer. Be a part of somebody maybe on social media that posts product that is viable and helpful and healing in some ways, other than a young guy putting on makeup and a young girl, you know, doing dance videos. And that's who they strive to be like? Hundreds of millions of followers? I don't know. It's a strange world we live. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Hour number two is around the corner. We're going to talk a little bit about the student loan bailout. Talk a little bit about there's no climate emergency. Maybe we'll get into California, no gas vehicles. And your calls, 800-222-5222. What's on your mind? You are welcome to call in next hour and be my guests as we continue with more. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC.